So we're going to call this meeting to order. Time now is 6:30 PM, March 10, 2020. It's 6:30 PM. We'll call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah. So Mark, Mr. Springer, Councilman Springer is on the line. Quick roll call, Kevin, please.
Councilmember DeWitt. Councilmember Springer.
Here.
Councilmember Leary.
Present.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Present.
Mayor Barr.
Here.
Councilmember Watson is not present. And Councilmember Franco is traveling and can't be here tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. So we're going to move on to item number four, which is people to be heard. We've got one person who has signed up for people to be heard. Mr. Rubb, we can have you come up to the podium and state your name and spell your name, please.
But I really wanted to talk about the online sales tax ordinance, and I come here to vehemently urge the council to vote against this ordinance. This tax will hurt people. This is a new tax. A lot of people use online shopping as a way to, you know, help alleviate the high cost of living here. As you all know, we have a very high cost of living. This tax is only going to affect Bethel residents. It's not going to affect any of our neighbors. It's going to take money away from families. We already pay a very high sales tax compared to other Alaska communities. In fact, it's the highest one that I know of. I could be wrong, but I don't think any other community in Alaska pays 6%. This tax is not needed. Historically, the city of Bethel has had leftover budget money year after year. It's added up. Last time I checked, we had a surplus of undesignated funds in the general reserve that, you know, based in the multi-millions. And the biggest single expense that the city of Bethel runs is the water and sewer enterprise. And that's all paid for by the consumers, you know, in our rates. And that fund has been doing well since the rates were raised about 5-6 years ago. The fund has been doing well, breaking even, sometimes making a little bit. You know, I've heard read the arguments that that we need this tax to replace the alcohol tax, the revenue that's losing since the liquor store has closed. You know, we worked out just fine in the past before we had a liquor store with the existing sales tax, so I don't think we need to replace it. I've heard the argument in there that this is going to level the playing field for the brick and mortar stores, which is a new term. We have to understand there's a lot of things that we can't buy online that we do have to buy here. We can't jump to the next town. I mean, we have to buy our fuel, our gas. We have to buy our stove oil. People pay rents. People buy a lot of groceries. And, you know, this isn't going to divert any of that. We're still going to have to pay those. And we don't have a lot of retail options to go to another store, you know, to go to a Walmart or a Costco or a Cabela's, you know, that we're taking away from because we don't have those things. And another reason I don't like this tax is there hasn't been a lot of public discussion on this. It's been pretty quiet. It hasn't really hit the news a lot. I haven't heard people talking about it. It hasn't hit Facebook a lot. And this is the type of action that if passed, A month or two from now, you're going to have people coming down here. You're going to have irate public outcry that they're taxing us that we didn't know after the process is done. We've seen this happen before. This type of action can also help contribute to the sentiment and perhaps lead to a state sales tax. A couple of years ago, when this wayfaring decision was first made, or a year and a half, 2 years ago, there was a lot of talk about you'd need a state sales tax to implement it. And then by joining this state conglomerate that the city has passed a resolution to, it could lead to a state sales tax. Historically, I don't know if anything's been passed in the past year, but historically the city of Bethel has been opposed to a state sales tax because it could hurt, you know, it hurts people and it takes away from the types of revenue that you can generate here. City has passed past resolutions. AML has passed past resolutions against a state sales tax. And this ordinance, I also think that the council may be acting prematurely. This ordinance would require a vote of the people. This is a new tax. We are attempting, or the council, whoever proposed this, is attempting to tax something that hasn't been taxed before based upon new technology, based upon new habits, and based upon a recent Supreme Court decision. So this is a new tax. Alaska Statute 29.45.670. Referendum, adoption, and modification. Quote, a new sales or use tax or an increase in the rate of levy of a sales tax approved by ordinance does not take effect until ratified by a majority of the voters at an election. End quote. So even if you pass this tonight, it would still require a vote of the people according to Alaska statutes. So I speak strongly against this. I believe this tax is unneeded. I believe it will hurt people. I believe it is invalid without a vote of the people. And something I've said before many times, and I will just say it again, just because you can tax something doesn't mean you should tax something.
Thank you, Mr. Robb. Next on our people to be heard list is Grady. If you can come on up here, spell your name, please.
My name is Sean Grady Deaton, SeanGrady Deaton. I don't speak to a matter that's on your agenda tonight, but I know that in the coming agendas, you will be discussing generally taxes, how they're applied to potentially to the Citizen Action Grant Committee's work. I just wanted to briefly talk outside the context of a report from that committee to mention that, although I don't have summary data in front of me, there has been a great deal of benefit to the community through that program. It has alleviated some of the work off of your shoulders in not getting petitioned from the general public for funds. It kind of stands in, not in the way, but as a mitigating factor for allowing some review to happen before things come across your desk. So I'd encourage you in the future, as matters come before you that would increase the amounts that go into that coffers, to think positively about that. That's really all I came to say.
Thank you, Grady. Mr. McAllison, we can have you come on up here. State your name and spell it for us, please.
Tom McAllison, TOMMCCALLSON. I'm coming before you tonight for a non-agenda item about Haroldson Subdivision. I'm sure that most of you are aware of Haroldson Subdivision. It's out past the city dump. For about 10 years, the city took care of this road for us. It was an approved road back during Mayor Gwynn's signed off on this subdivision years ago, I believe back in the 70s. We have not been receiving services from the city for years. Now, 10 years in a row, they did do it. This year, they stopped doing it again. And apparently, the council is the one who's going to have to say, let's get something going out there. We have, now 10 years ago, this started that the city did take over and did a wonderful job. We never asked them to go above and beyond anything other than just keep emergency services. You have no clue how many people every year come by my house because I'm the first person along the Akachuk Trail and the Queethluck Trail that are in trouble. They've crashed their machines. They're freezing to death. I'm the first person there. You have no clue how many times in my life I've had to personally escort people who were, we had a knifing one year out there. I had to bring the individual down to the police because the police couldn't make it to my home to get this person picked up and to help them. It really irritates me a lot, and not from the things that are going on, but when I see that the BIA pit has been plowed so that the dog people can run their dogs out there, and that's the only purpose behind plowing that area. And yet I have a single lane going up to my property that I spent 8 hours digging by hand just to get a truck to be able to push a plow. plenty of citizens in this town and even people who are listening to me now use this road daily. There's plenty of people who go out there for lunch because it's got a beautiful view. This week alone, I've almost had two accidents where people have been driving too fast down the road, and it's a single lane right now, and they've come head on to me and had to jump off into the snow drifts, where I end up pulling them back out of the snow drifts because I've avoided an accident from them. I'm asking that this council consider the fact that I'm a citizen and other people are citizens that live out there, and that we could use just some basic services to keep our road open up there so that we are at least equal to the dogs that are getting run out at BIA. That's all I'm asking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McAllison. Are there any other members of the gallery that would like to be heard? Seeing none, let's move on to the next agenda item. And that would be item number 5, approval of the consent and regular agenda. I would entertain a motion to approve the consent and regular agenda.
I move to approve the consent and regular agenda.
There's a motion by Ms. DeWitt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. I appreciate it. Discussion? Mr. Springer, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Do you have any items for discussion on the consent agenda or the regular agenda?
I sure don't.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Hearing no other further discussion, approval to pass the consent and regular agenda, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. So we're up to item number 6, approval of the meeting minutes. That passed on the consent agenda. So we have item number 7, reports of standing committees. And we're not going to hear from Mr. Watson. He has resigned from the council for the Port Commission. Planning Commission, Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hi, yeah. So there's actually a Planning Commission meeting this Thursday, March 12th at 6:30 p.m. here in Chambers. Some of the items that are going to be discussed are the Army Corps of Engineers will be here giving a presentation on wetland permitting. As we know, Bethel's a very wet place, and a lot of the area around Bethel, the lands and that fall under that permitting process, anywhere that has waters. And so if you'd like to come hear about that, you're welcome to. And also, Mr. McCullison, they will be discussing Haroldson Subdivision Access Road at that Planning Commission meeting. And so you're definitely encouraged to attend. And then also is a public hearing on the zoning of new Blue Sky State Subdivision located out by Larson. And so if you'd like to come have your voice be heard at that hearing, you can do that as well. And those are the three main items that are going to be discussed this Thursday. So please let your voice be heard if you have things you'd like to contribute. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. And for the CAG committee, we met the other day, and we're also meeting tomorrow night to go over the applicants for the CAG grant or the community action grant. Once we have that meeting and decide whether or not we're going to provide funding for the applications, then we'll bring it up to the City Council on March 27th, and then payment will be made on council meeting on the 24th and payment made on the 27th. As a reminder to the public, the next application period that opens for the Community Action Grant is May the 1st, and your application deadline must be in by May the 30th. So that's it with the Community Action Grant. Let's move on to Council Member DeWitt for the Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health and Safety Center Committee.
Yes, this committee met last night, and I'll back up and say that there was also a special meeting I was unable to attend a week and a half ago with a joint meeting with City Finance. So I'll talk about that first. The joint meeting with City Finance both committees were able to go over the finances of the YK Fitness Center with an accountant. And that was, I think, quite useful, certainly to the Parks and Rec Committee. It sounds like it was useful to the City Finance Committee as well to understand the position of the fitness center and what sort of additional funding we may need to secure for the future going forward. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I want to thank City Administration for making that accountant available to this project. It was incredibly useful, and I'm sure that folks will hear more about it in the months to come. And then moving up to last night, we talked quite extensively about some city parks projects, upcoming projects at Pinky's Park related to the boardwalk, related to the lighting project, relating to some signage that's being procured for Pinky's Park and the parks in general, plans for a fence that will go around the new sports field that's located closer to Utlitnavat. And we also talked about, obviously, the fitness center, the facility, the programming. Stacey Reardon was there. Corbin Ford was there. And I want to thank our city interim city manager. Bill also attended last night, which was really helpful. That's pretty much the update from that committee. Oh, we do have one vacancy. So if you're listening to this, we had one vacancy come up on this committee. I want to thank Peter Yvonne for serving on that committee, and we now have a vacancy if anyone is interested in volunteering for it.
Thank you. So the next Public Works meeting is scheduled for March 18th at 5:30. We're going to be continuing discussion about amending BMC plastic bag and polystyrene foam sections. At this meeting, we are also planning a hauled utility issue identification work session. And on that subject, I'd also like to announce that on March 17th at 6:30 p.m., we are planning a special meeting here, and it's going to be a community meeting to explore opportunities to improve the city's hauled utility services. Like all of our regular and special meetings, this is open to the public. If you can't make it to that meeting, or you know you don't have a ride, or for any reason, if you can't make it and you have comments that you'd like to be heard, please take a moment to email anyone on City Council or the City Clerk. You can make sure your comments are included at the meeting. This is in response to the public's frustration. We understand. Probably many of us are also hauled utility customers. I've just been lucky that the one of two members of my household have been gone for most of this, or lucky in this aspect, that I've had half as many people using water in my house. So the goal is to give the public an opportunity to voice their opinions, ideas you have, grievances, rather than just seeing it on Facebook. That we want to hear it here. My goal is to identify issues, like trending issues that we're seeing across the board, and collaborate with Public Works to come up with some reasonable solutions. And that's gonna take many different forms, I'm sure, but we just really need to take a step back and look at what's going on with our hauled utilities. That's all, thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. I concur with your sentiments. I believe that we need to come up with a solution sooner than later to fix our hauled water and sewer services. So, Public Safety and Transportation Commission, Councilmember Springer.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor. Do you like taxi cabs? Do you like fire trucks? Do you like to know that Bethel's a safe community to live in? Then come and join us on the Public Safety and Transportation Commission. We have only three members, so we have not been able to hold a meeting.
Excuse me, Mr. Springer, I was trying to turn your volume up, but it seemed to went down instead. We can't hear you.
Okay. You can't hear me? Hold on a second. Let me see what's going on here.
Hello, Chet?
Yeah, can you hear me? I can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Hear you loud and clear. Can you start over again, please?
Okay, yeah, you bet. No, I was just saying, we only have three members on the Public Safety and Transportation Commission.
Check.
When we do have a full
check,
membership.
Check.
Hey, Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Perry. I can hear you just fine.
Mark?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mr. Springer, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Right, you're up button again.
What the heck? I think it's your
check,
end.
Check. I don't hear any mic.
Try and call back.
I'm going to try the master mute button and see if that resets. Hello? Mark, can you hear us?
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine.
All right, looks like everything is back online now. Sorry for the delay.
Okay, all right, yeah, no sweat. So what I was saying, Mr. Mayor, if I may, we only have three members on the Public Safety and Transportation Commission. If you like taxi cabs, if you like fire trucks, if you want to help, you know, contribute to the public safety policy of the community, the Public Safety and Transportation Commission has got a chair for you, a seat for you. So please let the city clerk know if you're interested in putting your name in, because we can't have any meetings until we have a quorum. So thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. And that leaves us to item number 8, special order of business. We have none. Then we'll move on to item number 9, unfinished business. Item 9.1, public hearing of ordinance 20-01, repealing title 2.45, administrative adjudication. And I'll open it up to public comment. There's no one to be heard, and I'll now close the public hearing. And I would like a motion to adopt ordinance 20-01, if I can.
I move to adopt ordinance 20-01, appealing title 2.45, administrative adjudication.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. DeWitt. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting ordinance 20-01 indicate by saying aye.
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 Actually, we do a roll call on this.
Oh, roll call?
Aye.
Oh, because it's an ordinance, we need to do a roll call.
Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Mayor Barr?
Yes. So a motion carries unanimously by council members present. Item 9.2, public hearing of ordinance 20-02, amending Bethel Municipal Code 13.08.360, sewer services, experiments, and innovations to modify the appeal procedures. And again, I'll open this up to public comment. It's regarding the amendment to the Bethel Municipal Code 13-08.360, sewer services, experiments, and innovations to modify the appeal procedures. Do you have a copy of that, Kevin?
There's a
There's in the lobby, there's a public packet. If anyone wants to look at the ordinance. Unfortunately, we can't pull it up on the TVs tonight.
So for members of the listening audience and the gallery, this is an ordinance by the Bethel City Council where the city is in the process of updating the appeal processes to ensure they are more streamlined for the public and the staff administering the appeal procedures. This is to upgrade the appeal process so it makes it easier on everybody, both the city and the public. That's all it does. So we're trying to make it better.
So the process now is
not necessarily working as well. That's the reason why we're trying to make this amendment so it becomes more streamlined.
Excuse me. If you want to speak, people, about the ordinance, you can come up to the microphone if you want to be heard.
And if you can state your name and spell your name, please.
My name is
Hello? Okay, good evening. My name is Joseph Moses. J-O-S-E-P-H, last name Moses, M-O-S-E-S, resident of Bethel for 58 years. I've seen all kind of stuff go up and down. Regarding the whatever you just brought up, there seems to be somewhat kind of working, but what you say streamlined, what do you mean by streamlined? To make it easier for everybody to make a complaint, make it better, cheaper?
To make an appeal to the city, and it would outline specific time periods as to when things have to be done by, whereas before we didn't have that. So it kind of forces the city to respond by a certain date.
Okay. Is there any reason why this doesn't include water, since we're talking about sewer?
So this section is specifically for, it's addressing experiments and innovations to modify, so it's experiments and innovations, which when I went and asked Lori what that meant or what, you know, what does this apply to?
That sounds kind of confusing if you're not a rocket scientist.
It's for, you know, if someone wants to put in a composting toilet. That would be considered an experimental sewer services. So that's all. This is just talking about that. That was my impression of it, that it's like kind of a real specific thing.
I understand that to a certain point, but my question is, to me, sewer's tied in with water delivery, so I think, you know, I'm pretty unclear about this, but shouldn't you include both? Or am I missing something? No?
No, I don't think you're missing anything, Mr. Moe. This specifically addresses sewer services,
period.
Yeah, but not water.
Okay. All right. I just want clarification on that because it didn't make sense to me as a consumer for both. And if I can I make a comment to Allison Leary? You're on the Water Sewer Committee?
Mm-hmm.
I just have a comment. The comment is, due to the lack of employees, why doesn't the city offer an employee to get their CDL and then have them sign at least a two-year contract to work to pay that off? That's just a suggestion.
I had that same idea yesterday. So.
Because, you know, we're really hurting.
I agree.
And as long as I lived here, the longest I've ever been up without water sewer is 2 days. I'm pretty patient, but there's a point I have to draw the line because there's six of us. Is it six? Yeah, there's six of us in the family. And I get a weekly delivery because of the size of my tank. So if I don't maintain that process, if I don't pay my bill on time, I get cut off. But if I get, if my delivery is late, there's no credit, there's no incentive to continue for me to do that. And I notice more and more people are hauling their own water, which is becoming more common. I mean,
Mr. Moe, I'm going to ask for a little point of order. We're talking about this ordinance and not water delivery and whatnot. I would just remind the public that there is that meeting on the 17th with the Public Works Committee that will be open to the public.
The 17th is a special meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
17th is a special meeting. The 18th is the Public Works regular committee meeting. So really, either of those venues would be a great place to hear any feedback from the community. We'll be ready.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Leary, for that clarification. Mr. Moe, if you would like to approach the committee and or the council on those dates, you would be more than welcome to show up.
The 17th and 18th?
Yes, sir.
Here?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Moe. So moving back to the ordinance, I'm going to close the public hearing and ask for a motion to adopt 2002.
I will make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2002, an ordinance by the Bethel City Council amending BMC code 13.08.360 sewer services experiments and innovations to modify the appeal procedures.
There's a motion by Ms. DeWitt. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Ms. Hansen. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting ordinance 20, or I'm sorry, let's do roll call.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Mayor Barr?
Yes. Ordinance 20-02 has been adopted. Item 9.3. Public hearing of Ordinance 20-03, repealing Title 2.32, Housing and Urban Development. Again, if there's members of the public that, or in the gallery, that would like to know what these ordinances are about, there's additional copies right in the lobby if you would like to grab them and follow along. So we're now... we'll do the public hearing on ordinance 2003. This ordinance has now been open for public hearing. No members of the public. No one present to be heard. I'll close the public hearing. So the main and entertain a main motion to adopt ordinance 20-03.
I would move to adopt ordinance 20-03.
Motion on the floor by Ms. Leary to adopt 20-03. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. DeWitt. Further discussion?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. So this is a really specific repeal. So on here, basically the scope of the powers being that housing and urban development powers are limited to development of a senior citizens housing project. So I guess my only question is, do we just not foresee ever overseeing a senior citizens housing project again? Is that why this is being scrapped? This is a really specific, this housing and urban development powers. I don't know if...
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this policy is being specific, and a number of these repeals and corrections are being done directly at the direction of our city attorney. And the word that I believe they used was obsolete in referring to this. Nothing would preclude the city from being involved in some type of senior housing development, even if it was under Section 184 of the HUD, kind of low income or some other version of it that... helps take care of senior citizens. And so that's why it's basically before you now. It was recommended to the mayor and the city clerk to basically eliminate these obsolete provisions within the code. And then, of course, as you're aware, the mayor has mentioned that other areas are simply addressing changes to the Board of Adjustment and the appeals process to make it more consistent across all processes, all appeals across the city. We have 10 or 15 different processes that we have to try and follow for all these different appeals and different sections of the code. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. Hell. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Further discussion? Hearing none, those that would like to adopt ordinance 20-03 indicate by saying, or I'm sorry, we'll do it again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council Member Springer.
Yes.
Council Member DeWitt.
Yes.
Council Member Leary.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yes.
Mayor Barr.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. So we're moving on to ordinance dash public hearing of ordinance dash 20-04, repealing title 2.36, civil defense. That's item 9.4 on the agenda. Mr. Springer, did we lose you or gain you?
I'm back.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back. So we're at item 9.4, public hearing of ordinance 20-04, repealing title 2.36, civil defense. So I'll open it up to public hearing. And no one present to be heard. I'll close the public hearing. Entertain a motion to adopt ordinance 20-04.
I'd move to adopt ordinance 20-04.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Ms. Hansen. Further discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I was just wondering, I know at the last meeting, I think it was Councilmember Springer that posed the question about how this would affect our role with declaring it a disaster. Did we get any answer, anywhere with that? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we did look at this. Once again, this is something directed by the city attorney. The landscape has changed a little bit in how we deal with emergencies. There used to be a little bit more of a local spin on it, as shown in this ordinance. Alaska Title 29 has kind of consolidated some of those authorities and powers as to directing emergencies, handling them, making emergency announcements and declarations. And the basic gist of it is this, is that we don't need an ordinance to declare an emergency. The council has that power. We would do that through the state and through the governor, through the Division of Homeland Security, and we have a policy that covers that in our emergency operations plan. So I am supportive of this. I don't see it as an issue for us in an emergency. And as you've read through it, you can see there's things in there probably aren't really germane to concerns we're facing these days. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hell. Thank you. Ms. Leary. Further discussion? Hearing none, let's do a roll call. I got that right this time.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Yes.
Councilmember Springer.
Yes.
Councilmember Leary.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yes.
Mayor Barr.
Yes. Motion passes unanimously for those council members present. Thank you. Item 9.5, public hearing of ordinance 2-05, repealing title 5.60, pawnbrokers. I'll open this up for public hearing. Looks like there's no members of the public who would like to be heard on this topic, so I'll close the public hearing. and entertain a motion to adopt.
I move to adopt Ordinance 20-05, repealing Title 5.60, Pawnbrokers.
Motion by Ms. Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. DeWitt. Further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Springer.
Yeah, just generally, and this is to the city manager. Again, this is a suggestion by our current city attorney, which is a firm that's contracted. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, Mr. Springer.
Okay, and the reason I'm posing the question that way is you made the comment earlier that the attorney had directed that we try to get rid of this ordinance, and attorneys generally don't direct the council to do anything. And the attorney that's being spoken of is not the attorney who will be coming online. This baccalaureate will be coming online here, I believe, next week. So I just wanted to clarify that for anybody who's keeping score at home. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Mr. Hell?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to respond to that, Mr. Mayor. I've certainly paraphrased a little bit and just offered my understanding of my conversations with the city clerk. So I'm a third party to that conversation. I don't know exactly what they spoke of or how it was suggested, and so I apologize for that lack of clarity. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, it's no slow with me.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Mr. Howell, I guess the one thing that I'd be curious about with this ordinance is this takes away our oversight of any pawnbrokers within the city of Bethel, and we're just not allowing any pawn shops.
You would fall under Alaska statutes, not municipal code. So there'd still be, you still have to follow Alaska statutes concerning pawnbrokers.
Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Morgan. Further discussion? All those in favor of adopting, or I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan?
Council member Springer. Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Mayor Barr?
Of course. So Ordinance 20-05 has been adopted. We'll move on to item 9.6. Public hearing of Ordinance 20-06, amending Chapter 4.16 and creating 4.16A of the Bethel Municipal Code, adopting the Uniform Alaska Remote Sellers Tax Code. I would suggest that we table this, because I believe that there is a valid question as to whether or not we as the council can just automatically adopt this ordinance versus having the public have an opportunity to vote on this matter under Title 29.
Mr. Mayor, I'd suggest that
Mayor,
we... Excuse me, Councilmember Springer, but Mr. Mayor, I would suggest that you hold the public hearing and then close it and then propose a motion afterwards.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. So I'll open this up for the public hearing. Mr. Robb, please again state your name and spell your name, sir.
Okay. Hello, Richard Robb, R-O-B-B. And I'll just, I did speak earlier. You guys all heard me. I don't want to bore you, but I want to go on record, opposed to this tax. I feel it is unnecessary. I think it will hurt people. I don't know that a lot of people even know about it. The few people I did talk about it all said, really? They're trying to do that? That's a crazy idea. I mean, that's not real public testimony, but it's just, you know, the anecdotal information I have. It's unnecessary. And yes, under Title 29, in my interpretation of the law, it would definitely require a vote of the people to institute a new tax. And this is a new tax because the city council is attempting to tax something that has not been taxed before and attempting to add code to specifically catch online sales, which we currently don't tax and currently don't have the ability to tax. So this is a new tax, so it would require a vote of the people. And I will just go ahead and throw that in there and encourage council to vote against this.
Mr. Robb, if I can just ask you one more time what the tax code was.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Alaska Statute 29.45.670, referendum, adoption, and modification. A new sales and use tax or an increase in the rate of levy of a sales tax approved by ordinance does not take effect until ratified by a majority of the voters at an election. And once again, I would argue that this is a new tax because we are taxing something that has not been taxed before.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Any other members of the gallery would like to speak to this? Mr. McCulson, again, state your name and spell your name, sir.
Yeah, Tom McCulson, TOMMCCALLSON. I am aware of this law that's come out, and I definitely am opposed to this. We live in a very rural location where things like Amazon and these things are being continually shipped in here, and I realize that the city is looking at a potential loss of revenue, but a lot of people rely on offline sales to get a lot of the things in here, and I would have to say I'm definitely against the city of Bethel taxing this kind of attacks in anything that's getting shipped in here, and the people are taking their time to do this.
Thank you, Mr. McCulson. Any other members of the public that would like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion to postpone.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I move to postpone consideration of this ordinance until let's go to city council meetings because we're going to want to get some advice from our new attorney.
Motion on the floor to postpone by Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. Thank you.
Next regular council meeting, unless specified.
Mr. Springer? Does your motion include the verbiage of the next city council meeting or two city council meetings later?
I said the second one from today.
Thank you, sir, for that clarification. So it would be two meetings from now.
April 14th.
Mr. Springer, just one last point of clarification. That would be April the 14th.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I'll take your word for it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Springer. So we have further discussion. Ms. DeWitt?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to ask our interim city manager quickly if it's okay with you. We would be joining the Municipal League in this effort if we were to opt into it. Is there any timeline issues we should be aware of by extending this out for 30 days?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councilwoman DeWitt. To your question, I think that the only thing that we risk losing is the revenue that we'll be getting. None of the revenue that we would lose as not being part of this, or rather not gain, we can't build that in, we can't build that or get that retroactively. And so I'm very, as a manager, very aggressive, or as a fire chief, very aggressive in pursuing new revenue, and that's why this is probably in front of you. I am, however, okay with the concept of postponing. I don't think we have to rush into this. And this has undergone at least a cursory legal review by the current city attorney, but the question that was posed tonight has not been posed in that way before, and I think that it's worth looking into. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. If we can also direct administration to have our attorney do another legal review of this ordinance. We'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's already done, actually.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of postponement indicate by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously by council members present. Thank you, everybody. So we'll move on to new business. Item 10.1, introduction of ordinance 20-07, amending Bethel Municipal Code 2.52.070, boards, committees, and commissions vacancies. That was passed on the consent agenda. We're up to item 10.2, action memorandum 20-08, accepting the resignation of council member Fred Watson effective March 10, and confirm the process for the council's consideration of qualified candidates to fill the vacancy. And I would entertain a motion to accept the action memorandum and accept Council Member Watson's resignation. Just discussion.
So there would be a motion. Hello. So there would be a motion to approve it. In a second, and then we can have a discussion about it and a vote.
I move to approve action memorandum 20-08, accepting the resignation of council member Fred Watson and confirming the process for the council's consideration of qualified candidates to fill the vacancy.
Motion on the floor by Ms. Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. DeWitt. Thank you. Further discussion? So, Mr. Springer, I guess we lost him for a sec. We still have quorum. So, this action memorandum accepting the resignation of council member Fred Watson, I'd like to say, Mr. Watson, thank you for your service to the city council. Thank you for the time and effort that you have put in to be a part of this council. Public service is sometimes a little difficult to handle when you have a lot of personal things going on in your life. And but we as a council would greatly commend the time and effort that you have put toward being a member of this council. So thank you, Mr. Watson. The action memorandum is setting out how we're going to open up the council seat. So we'll direct the city clerk's office to post a vacancy on the city council March 11. Direct the city clerk's office to post a notice of vacancy on the city council March 11. In the notice of vacancy, require any interested party to submit their statement of interest to the city clerk's office by 4 p.m. March 18. Following the 4 p.m. deadline, the city clerk's office will email the council the statements of interest received and will begin the process of determining eligibility of office for the candidates. Barring no significant legal question, the city clerk's office should confirm the candidates' qualifications by the close of business on March 19. 2020. At the regular city council meeting on March 24, the qualified candidates will be asked to participate in a brief interview by the full council on open session. Each council member will be invited to ask two questions for each qualified candidate. Following the interview, the council shall utilize the process of appointment set out in Bethel Municipal Code 2.04.105. The term of the selected candidate shall expire on October the 13th, the year 2020. Per Bethel Municipal Code 2.04.100, council vacancies, the council shall, within 30 days from the date of the vacancy, appoint a qualified voter to fill the vacancy. And there is further verbiage to this action memorandum, and that could be found on our website at thecityofbethel.org. Further discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Ms. DeWitt?
I guess I would just say for anybody listening who may have gotten lost in all the details, this would be, if passed, this would be a deadline of March 18th to submit your statement of interest to the city clerk's office. So 4 p.m. on March 18th would be the deadline if this action memorandum passes in our vote.
Thank you for that clarification, Ms. DeWitt. Any further discussion? Ms. Leary.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to, echo your sentiments in thanking Fred Watson for serving the community on city council for many years. And then another thing I just wanted to say that for the last appointment, we had, I thought it was outstanding turnout for to fill one position. We had five people to choose from, which was kind of, I feel like it was a much harder decision than even for the election, or it was more, we had more choices than in the election, where we had six people vying for four seats. And the last point, we had five people vying for one seat. So I'm really hoping to see, you know, make the choice tough for us again. Hope we don't just have like one or two. And again, deadline, March 18th, 4 p.m., City Clerk's office.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Any further discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Springer.
Yeah, I just want to say to Fred, I really have enjoyed serving with him on the council. He's been a very, very dedicated, thoughtful council member. Always had the best interests of the community in mind, and I don't think that this is the last we will see of him, but it's perfectly understandable. I know him and his family have had a pretty pretty rough 6 months or so, and having been there a little bit myself, I understand exactly where he's coming from.
Thank you for those sentiments, Mr. Springer. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving action memorandum 20-08 indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. So we're moving on to item 10.3, action memorandum 20-09, appointment of committee commission board members, Jennifer Dobson, Board of Ethics. And that passed on the consent agenda. Item 10.4, information memorandum 20-04, presentation of the Water Sewer and City and Sewer Services expenditures compared to budget from July 1st, 2019 to February 29, 2020, utilities, maintenance, water, and wastewater activity report. And that passed on the consent agenda also. We'll move on over to item number 11, reports. And item 11.1, the mayor's report. I really don't have any reports to convey to the council or the public. I would like to say that we now have a vacancy on the AML board where Fred Watson was our representative on the AML board. And if there's any council members that would like to volunteer to be on that AML board, I would entertain that notion.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Springer.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I actually have the paperwork from AML. I've been on the AML board as the representative for District 9 in the past and was elected for the entire conference to be second vice president before I got off last time. So,
thank you for volunteering to, Mr. Springer. So there. We lost Mr. Springer again. So that's it for my mayor's report. We'll move on to the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Been a busy couple weeks. In this period, this report is from February 20th to March 3rd. We did receive a plan from LKSD for the demolition of the Kilbuck buildings and removal of those materials from that site. We forwarded that to the legal firm that's representing the city on this, and that's moving forward nicely. Bottom line is it sounds like we're going to be able to get that done this spring, summer, which is awfully convenient as it clears path for the Avenues Water Project to proceed through there. There'll be a large supply lines and sewer lines going through the middle of that large city lot. I did meet with the pool committee last night. We talked about a number of different issues pertaining to mostly around the needed repairs. The public works director has been given pretty clear marching orders on what's expected as far as a multidisciplinary approach to this problem. We've reached out and are in the process of reaching out to the contractor for the building and giving them a copy of our report so they can take a look at it and get their thoughts. We're working with our attorney. We're also working with our insurance company and just kind of bringing all these people to the table so that we can have a good plan going forward for not only doing the repairs, but paying for those repairs this spring, summer is when we're, of course, planning to do those repairs. The city is on a daily basis monitoring the coronavirus outbreak. We have trained up all our critical response staff. We've ordered additional supplies as needed. I did attend a meeting on the 5th at YKHC. We're scheduled for another meeting here in the next few weeks. I've also started pushing out notifications that I'm receiving from YKHC. You've probably received those with tips for preventing the spread of coronavirus. Kind of the biggest theme I see and the thing I'll share with the public is wash your hands, don't touch your face. You know, cover your cough. Good job, Michelle. And so those are kind of a couple things you can do that are pretty meaningful on just stopping the spread. But the city is working with our partners at every opportunity. Our emergency medical staff are prepared. They have the appropriate equipment to do it, the appropriate skills for diagnosing the virus to the extent that they should put on their PPE. And I just want to let the listening public know that we're not asleep at the wheel and we are following this on a daily basis. We're looking at the road maintenance aspect of the cul-de-sacs within the Asha Housing subdivision. There was a replat done of those roads and the courts in 1983 that just recently came to my attention. I'm getting that vetted through our engineering firm and our planning department. So I think last week or the week before, after a really bad snowstorm, we did reach out to Asha Housing and just say, hey, we're gonna be, or HFC, excuse me, dating myself, and just say, hey, we're gonna bring the loader in the morning, tell us where you want it, and they went and helped. So we're gonna just do that in the interim. The snow loads were just too excessively large for them to be moved with truck-mounted plows. You get the pile to a certain size and that's it. So we did help with the loaders. And it may turn out that that's our responsibility in the future anyway, just clearing out the middle section of those courts. I am working on a modification to the purchasing code. I hope to have that to you next meeting. We're working on our emergency operations plan. As part of our corona preparations. We're also reviewing that just to make sure that that appropriate sections can be followed. So it was a good time to review it and do some updating. And I wanted to speak a little bit about Haroldson subdivision. I did put in my manager's report, and I really appreciate the comments from the citizens that came in tonight about Haroldson Sub and those of you that have spoken to me over the phone. And so we're not, the city right now is looking into the matter. We have our engineering firm, Dowell, looking at options on this. We also have our city attorney looking at options for the subdivision. And just seeing, you know, how can we finance some kind of a more complete approach to this. And so I hope to have something for the council here soon. That tasking of our engineering firm was just last week, last Tuesday in a meeting I had with them. So that is proceeding. We've heard our citizens. We're looking into it, but it needs a little more than just simply some plowing and some grading. The road that connects to Haroldson's, there's no right of way. It appears that it was never platted. And so this is a real issue for the city to do maintenance on a road where there's no right of way. And so we're looking into those matters, and I hope to have something either Vinny will present to you or I will soon as what our options might be. That's all I have for you. Thank you to the members of the public have been very supportive to me during this time as the interim and the council folks here. And I also wanted to thank Fred for his many services to this community as a council member, as a firefighter, as an EMT, as a member of the armed services. Fred is an amazing man, and I just wish him the best as he goes forward with some of these things he's been facing. And just God bless him and his family. And I just hope that the community will continue to support him. We love you, Fred. Thanks for your time, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Thank you for your service to this council as an acting city manager. A couple questions for me. Have we heard anything from our legislative body in Juneau as to our CAPSIS requests, funding requests?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The only contact I've had has been through their daily and weekly newsletters, and have not heard anything about that. Now, that doesn't mean that, I'm tracking those as they come in, and so I don't have anything for you there yet. No.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Another thing, you and I talked today a little bit about a salary study.
Yes.
For water truck drivers or drivers in general here in the community of Bethel. My understanding is the reason why we don't attract people with CDLs or whatnot is because our starting salary is so low. So that is something that Mr. Howell and I talked about today, and I've directed him to conduct a salary study for all the other entities that use drivers with CDLs in this community. So I'm sure he'll get right on it. The other thing that I wanted to mention is the YKHC is doing this collaboration of agencies addressing the coronavirus that you just spoke about, Bill. And I just want to expand a little bit more on that. All the response agencies within this community, YK, fire department, police department, family clinic, PHS, all the agencies that would be involved, including Alaska Airlines, and some of the hospital staff, we've all gathered and met and talked about what is Bethel's response going to be for the arrival of the coronavirus in rural Alaska. I don't necessarily think that we should say that we're not going to get it. I think we should be very prepared to respond to that that virus. So that's just another heads up from your report, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's. Any other questions for Mr. Howell? Ms. DeWitt?
Would you mind speaking to the status of the neighbors on 7th Avenue who have the sewer grinder pump electrical issue and provide a little update on that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councilwoman DeBlitt. As of today, our utilities department was going around and getting those agreements signed. There's been some discussion about refunds of past funds or something to that effect. I don't really think we have a metric for determining what that amount might be, and I'm hoping that once we have these new meters installed and the new system installed, we can see what those expenses were and develop a metric for getting back to those folks. I think that the way it's currently set up is it's a prospective agreement. We are not at this point, you know, promising any refund of any prior grievances or any prior funds. Obviously it's within the council's power to look at something like that, and I would be receptive to that. I think my focus right now at this point is finishing strong and getting getting this electrical fix instituted, and so I'm putting my energy into that. I think that we can look at other matters once we get this fix in place. And so that's my strategy at the moment. I haven't had a chance yet to reach out to some of the concerned individuals about this, because I'm hoping to get a schedule of when these repairs will occur and then pass that along to them. That's all I have for you right now, Councilwoman. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Further points of discussion? Hearing none, let's move on over to the clerk's report, item 11.3.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's a couple dates I'd like to announce. Libby Bacalar will start working for the city on March 16th, which is right around the corner. Vinnie Carrazzo will be the city manager on April 6th. Next regular city council meeting will be April 14th. And the remote sellers tax ordinance, which was discussed tonight, was postponed to April 28th. So for those of you out there that wanted to know when that was going to be heard again, it'll be April 28th. So it would be April 14th would be the remote seller sales tax. Thanks, Alyssa, Councilmember Leary, sorry. And there will be a special meeting March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and it's a community meeting to explore opportunities to improve the city's hauled utility services. So March 17th, 6:30 p.m. if you want to chime in on that. And I have a whole list of vacancies and committees and commissions. Keep an eye out around town if something interests you. Please apply online. It's very easy to do, or come to the clerk's office and apply in person. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Any questions for the city clerk? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 12. It's the council members' comments, and pretty exciting times, I'm sure, for all the council members. Let's start off with Vice Mayor Hansen. Thank you for volunteering.
All right. So a few things. I just want to say congratulations to the Pilot Station boys and St. Mary's girls basketball teams who are going to be going to state. That will be state for them will be March 18th to the 21st, so good luck. And then also wishing the Bethel Warriors boys and girls basketball teams good luck at Regions at Diamond this weekend. And then also, Chamai is coming up, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, March 20th through the 22nd, and they're still looking for a lot of volunteers. This is a really big event. We know one of our huge events of the year, and it can't come together if people don't help out with it. So there will be free admission for volunteers. I know that they're looking specifically for people to work at the admissions table, taking money and giving out passes, and also picking up dancers, hosting a dance group, and anyone who's interested in that should contact Linda Curta at KUC. Her email address is lrcurda@alaska.edu, or she can be reached by cell at 907-350-0342. So I encourage people to help out with that. Great. I think that's what I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Let's go down to Ms. Leary.
Thank you. Just wanted to remind folks, I think everyone knows, but wash your hands or use hand sanitizer as often as you can. Try to touch your face. I know it's a tough one for me. I've been following CDC every day, probably along with our acting city manager. We still don't have any confirmed cases in Alaska, which is great, but I feel like we all kind of know it's inevitable. So let's take all the precautions we can. And then I just wanted to give one shout out to the Public Works Department for sticking around, all the employees who have stuck around through this winter. It's been brutal, I think, for just about everyone in the different areas of that department. Calling it thankless work, I think, is an understatement. This type of work, dealing with water, sewer, solid waste, building maintenance, is kind of tough because people rarely take the time out to thank you when things are working as they should. And it's kind of human nature, I think, to be vocal when things are not going as planned. So I just wanted to thank everyone in that department. We need all of you. We need you more than some people might realize. I appreciate when the water and sewer trucks show up at my house, even if they might be a little late. We need them. It's a required service for us to be able to have water and sewer and be healthy. So thanks again to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Thank you for those comments. Councilman Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, congratulations to the Chapornic Shamans, the boys and the girls who are going to 1A State. KYK did a great job covering the whole tournament, and their game callers made it as enjoyable as ever. If you haven't ever heard a basketball game called in Yupik, you're missing out. I also want to thank the water and sewer drivers. I've had to wait like everybody else, but they make it. And the roads guys, because especially out here in Kasile, not just me, but I live on the worst corner in Bethel, I keep saying, although maybe Tom McCallison would argue with that. But when they put the berms up, they do come out. They take a good chunk out of our driveways, so we can get in and finish cleaning them out ourselves. So thank you to the very hardworking city employees that are taking care of our infrastructure for us. So I want to talk about COVID-19 for a second. I'm in a double whammy high-risk group. I'm 63 years old, and I have high blood pressure. And today, the state medical officer advised individuals, Alaskans that are over 60, to avoid crowded events and to maintain increased social distancing. So the virus is transmitted principally through water droplets from one person to another. Can get in your eyes and be conveyed through your tear ducts down into your respiratory system. You can breathe it in. So stay, everybody should maintain a kind of a healthy distance from each other. I told Wilson Green, our senior services director, let the elders know when we're taking food to them that we're not turning our faces away from them because we don't like them. We're doing it because we love them. So the strategy that is out there, and we are, since we don't have any cases in Alaska yet, we don't have any cases in Bethel yet, the strategy is called flattening the curve. And that's a, you know, it's an economic term. What it means is when you get a virus that really takes off in a population, it's going to get in there and it's going to, you know, run up a tally real fast. The way you prevent that from happening is we're still going to get it here. People are going to get sick from it. People are probably going to have not good outcomes from it. But the more we can do as people looking out for each other to keep those numbers down, the better. We want to flatten the curve. And the best way to look at it is all this social distancing talk, all this washing your hands, everything. You know, if you live out in the woods and you have trees around you, what do? You make defensible space. You cut down some of the trees so that if a wildfire comes through, your house isn't going to burn down. We see in Italy, we saw in China that this virus can run like wildfire. We're seeing it down in Seattle, in other parts of the United States. So give your elders defensible space. Encourage them to exercise it. Do it yourself. Give yourself defensible space. Nobody wants to come down with it. Nobody wants to catch it of any age. We don't want our hospital to get overloaded. We don't want our health providers out in the clinics to get overloaded. So keep that in mind. It's all about defensible space right now, social distancing, and flattening the curve. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I'll finish right there.
I'd just like to also join everyone else in thanking Council Member Watson for his service on City Council. That's all I have.